Blackstone Audio presents Murder at the Savoy by Mai Cheval and Per Wallö, translated from the Swedish by Joan Tate. Introduction. Revisiting Murder at the Savoy more than three decades after first reading it was an unexpected pleasure in two very different ways. Although I remembered little about the story, in an instant the opening chapter came back vividly to me, with a surreal image of a man who had been shot at a hotel dining table, continuing to speak with a bullet lodged in his brain. As I read on, I found more scenes embedded in my memory, particularly one involving the hapless pair of Keystone cops from Skåne, Christiansen and Kavant, and a three-year-old on the back of his father's bicycle playing this little piggy. Yet despite the resonance and familiarity of those scenes, the story read as if it were brand new, and I followed it with the same sort of absorption I must have on my original reading. The most interesting crime writers stretched the boundaries of the genre. Dashiell Hammett brought a new, hard-boiled voice to detective stories, and a different sort of detective. Raymond Chandler rendered that detective in a Baroque prose style that made him heroic. Richard Stark, in the 60s, created an anti-hero whose criminal sociopathology was reflected in his spare, taut prose. And Cheval and Wallö took the police procedural and turned it both inwards, with its probing deep into the individual characters of its cops, and outwards, to create a sometimes tragicomic and always forensic examination of an entire society. They may have inspired James McClure's excellent series of novels set in South Africa, where the relationship of Afrikaner detective Tromp Cromer and his black sergeant Mickey Zondi comments on the world of apartheid. But even McClure couldn't match the scope and depth of the Beck books. Since then, new ground has been broken by the storytelling dialogues of George V. Higgins, the manic riffing of James Ellroy, and by Mike...